We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
With the 7th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
Touchdown, yes! Detroit Lions! TJ Hawkins, yes! They did it! They tied it! They're an extra point away from winning this game! Oh, baby, how big is
it? Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Spotify Green Room, sponsored by Blue Wire. I am your host, Tyler, joined by my two guys, as always, Pierre, Malcolm. How you boys doing?
Just want to say, I'm sorry, Pierre. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Just want to say, finally.
Oh, he is not back on Spotify, Grudem, because he just got lagged out. Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm doing well, Tyler. Yeah. How are you?
I'm doing good. Currently watching the Tigers game as we're doing this, and the live viewers got to see Malcolm freaking lag out midpoint speaking. Malcolm, that was embarrassing. You're back. What's up, man?
That
was
I got to fix that. Can I fix that, please? Can I get a redo?
I mean, go ahead, but we're keeping that in there.
I just want to say, finally, Mr. Hart has come back to Spotify Green Room. And no, I didn't lag out. I'm an idiot. I accidentally smacked my phone off the shelf just now, and it kicked me out the room. I got too hyped in the moment.
He goes,
my bad.
Fine.
My bad, everybody.
He goes, fine.
Why do you say finally? Stop. It's like, okay. You're good. Okay.
That's why, Peter. That's why.
Okay.
Well, we have a very exciting show on this beautiful Monday night on Spotify Green Room. A lot of stuff to talk about. We got Lions training camp starting this week, and we have some news to break. We have some more Packers debacle, what's going to go on with the Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams situation. And I also want to talk about a former Detroit Lion who could be a Detroit Lion once again, Golden Tate. We'll get into that later on in the show. But to start off with the show, let's start off with some Lions news and what the Lions have done with their team so far going into training camp. So to start off training camp, a few minor transactions. Defensive end Austin Bryant will be on the active/pup list. Undrafted free agent wide receiver Javon McKinley has been placed on the NFI. And then offensive lineman Evan Heam was placed on the COVID-19 list. So short Austin Bryant, him being on the active/pup list definitely sucks for this team. But he could return at any point during training camp, which hopefully as soon as possible, because Austin Bryant has had some tough luck since being drafted. Hasn't really been able to stay on the field, so that's tough. And especially this year, you know, he's in a really make or break year, especially in camp. So he needs his camp really badly, and he can't afford to miss much time. So he needs to be out there as soon as possible just for his sake of making this Detroit Lions 53-man roster. So that's something to obviously keep tabs off of, you know, as soon as we get into training camp and, you know, watch all these preseason games and just see his status as we go. And then the other guy, Evan Heam, another offensive lineman who, you know, is a long shot to make this roster right now. COVID-19 list, it's a real bummer for him, a guy that's really competing for a roster spot right now. So sucks for him. So, you know, that's all the minor transactions that we got right now, basically. So, Peter, you know, this is a big year for Austin Bryant. You know, you got to say, this got to suck for him, right?
Yeah, it sucks for him. But If I had to guess right now, I don't think he makes the team.
Yeah. No, I mean, this
I think he's like on the roster bubble and he's like more like out than in.
Yeah. I mean, missing time is definitely not going to help him as well. So I don't know. What's your thoughts on this, Malcolm, of Austin Bryant starting on the list with Pup again, starting on the Pup list again?
You got to be fucking kidding me. You got to be kidding me. This is a guy who we talked about. We talked about earlier saying, yo, there's no way he could have an injury. Like, he cannot see an injury anytime during this training camp or in this preseasons, or this guy is not going to make the roster. It's like he's made out of fucking glass right now. Like, I don't even know. What's the injury? What is his injury? Do you know his injury?
I don't know the injury, actually. Do you know that?
I don't know either. He's on PUP. But PUP for what?
We don't know the injury, but if he's on PUP, it's probably the injury from last offseason.
What the hell is going on?
He got injured at minicamp. Because he's not on Malcolm Chill. Because he's not on NFI.
They got severe cramps like
that. That means the injury occurred away from the team's facility. So if he's on PUP, I'm guessing it's the injury from last year, or he got hurt during minicamp or something. Or like in the facility.
The man got injured playing Call of Duty Warzone. He had a thumb injury. He had a major thumb injury. He was playing Warzone, and now he's out. Now he's on PUP.
You know what actually happened in baseball? Someone was playing, I don't know what game he was playing, but he was playing video games, and he got injured, and he's out for the year with a finger, because he broke his finger. I'm not kidding. That legitimately happened in baseball this year.
Well, you fractured his ligament in his thumb or something? Like, how the hell does that happen?
I don't know exactly what he did, but Miguel Cabrera just hit a home run, which is, I'm sorry to cut you off there, but that was huge. Five away from 500.
But Austin Bryant, come on, Austin Bryant, come on, bro. Come on, yeah. Austin Bryant. Like, how?
Send that man to New England, bro. Send him to New England for a conditional seventh round pick or something. I'm done with him, bro.
I just don't know how. Like, how?
He's shown flashes, too, when he's gone to play. I mean, not like many flashes.
Not much, bro.
Not much, but like, you know, he had a big special teams play last year in Minnesota. And, like, you know, he had some I feel like a couple pressures, like in that Washington game last year where they won and almost going overtime. Did they go to overtime? I don't remember. But, I mean, he's shown very minimal flashes, but just hasn't really put it together on the field and hasn't been able to put a string amount of games together, which is just truly unfortunate. And this is just looking like one of those very, very bad Bob Quinn draft picks, not going to lie.
I actually was interested to see how he played with this new scheme, man. With his new coaching staff.
When you look at that draft class as a whole, like Kerryon Johnson is off the team.
That was a different draft.
Will Harris is off the team.
This is the TJ Hockenson, Tavai, Will Harris, Austin Bryant.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Tavai, Will Harris, Austin Bryant, your second, third, and fourth round picks are all bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who was the fifth rounder?
The fifth rounder in that one.
Are we all in on the Tavai is horrible? Or because even though the reports of him being good, he has no chance.
No, he has
Amani,
a chance.
Amani was the fifth rounder. Amani has some flashes. Yeah,
Amani was probably, other than Hawk, he was one of the top players from that draft class.
It was a good pick, yes. It was a good pick for that.
That was a very good pick. Fifth round?
For a fifth rounder, yes. But second, third, fourth were all misses. I mean, Austin Bryant might be the worst of the bunch.
So who was the second round pick that year?
Tavai.
Oh, Lord. They said that Tavai was doing good.
We'll see. I got to see it to believe it.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll be attending camp very soon.
Tyler and I will be attending some camp sessions, and I want to see how he looks.
With Austin Bryant, man, like – I just don't see a role with this team anymore. I don't see how he makes his team anymore. And it just kind of reminds me of a couple years ago, like when Tease Tabor was dealing with injuries and like we were saying he can't miss any time. Oh, and that ended up being true. That's exactly what's going on with Austin Bryant right now. He could not afford to miss any time.
Yeah, he's going through the Tease Tabor effect right now.
The thing with
regarding,
Austin, With Austin Bryant, he could return any time. So maybe this is a very minor injury. Maybe he only misses like a couple of days, and maybe he can come back for the first preseason game. We don't know because it's the active pup list, so he can come back whenever.
Yeah, I think we are maybe overreacting. Maybe he comes back in a few days and actually plays.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe like he doesn't miss much time. You know, we'll see. But
if he misses a preseason game, I swear to God.
Well, there's only three this year. You know, usually there's four. There's only three this year.
There is only three games this year because they added a 17th game.
And so they cut it a preseason game. So, like, these preseason games for these, you know, bubble roster guys are even more critical because, you know, you're getting less opportunity because, you know, that last week four game used to be, like, you know, just, you know, guys who were on the fringe or rookies. Like, that game was for them. And now this year's going to be week three. So, I mean, that's just one whole last game, you know, to showcase your ability, and you're just gonna have to really show it off in, you know, training camp, and then the three games you get the opportunity in, which, you know, I feel bad for the rookie, you know, some of the rookies and just unexperienced guys that are fighting for the spots because, you know, that's a whole, you know, another game to showcase that you're missing.
Yeah,
now, so.
But it does look like the practice squad and the IR rules are going to be the same as last year.
Yeah, so I saw that. I saw they're going to keep the 3-week IR, and then the practice squad obviously could keep some veterans this year. So that's good. I think that's just stay. I think that should stay permanently. Honestly,
I agree with that. Yeah,
both rules.
So the dress rehearsal game that's usually week three is going to be week two.
I would assume week two. Yeah,
I don't necessarily think there'll be like a dress rehearsal. We'll see.
Because
it's only 3 weeks.
Playing at all.
Because it's only, you'll see some starters, but it's only 3 weeks. I think in those 3 weeks, teams want to see what they have in their the back end of the roster, on the back end. Who's the guy that could step up? Who's the guy that contribute on special teams?
Seeing like a starter, I think we'll see Jared Goff a little bit in this preseason. I think we'll see him.
Yeah, we'll see some starters, but I don't think we'll see him play like a full half or something. Maybe I'm wrong, but we'll see.
Maybe. We'll see. I think if there were to be one, I think it'd be week two, though. I think that would be moved to week two.
That does make sense because week three could be like we're just evaluating.
I think week three is going to be the bubble guys
the roster.
Or rookies. So.
Right.
I think week two, and I think you'll maybe even see a couple snaps in week one of like Jared Goff and some of the stars. I wouldn't be shocked. But I feel like week two you might see more action. Maybe a whole quarter, maybe not a whole half, maybe a whole quarter and a half or something like that. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
If you love listening to us here on the Pride Podcast, what's stopping you from grabbing a mic and starting your own show? And there's no better place to host than Blue Wire Hustle. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you just want to host a podcast and you don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover arts, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, and access to our community discords and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. On top of all that, we'll get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all listening platforms. And the best part is, you get all of this for only $15 a month. That's the same rate as any hosting website will charge you just for the initial setup. So if you're ready to do more than just listening to us talk about your favorite team, then make your voice heard and hustle. Acceptance to this program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check the description box in this episode to find out more. But that's bwhustle.com/join.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, let's go on to the Green Bay Packers, some NFC North news. I feel like we're coming almost a Packers podcast, as we've been talking about the Packers so much recently. But they just keep making the news every single day, and you know they're you know worth talking about. So today, you know, we got some clearance that Aaron Rodgers indeed plans to play with the Green Bay Packers this year. And I was telling this to Malcolm, and we were on the same boat with this on Friday night. You know, I was so skeptical the whole way of the offseason, like just not letting myself get excited because I knew he was just going to return. I let myself get excited last week. I'm like, he might actually retire. He might actually leave. And the Packers might just start this rebuild right now. No, he today says he's going to return as a Green Bay Packer. And it looks like, you know, with that, he's going to be a Green Bay Packer this year. But after this year, it looks like he will be out. And it looks like the team and Aaron Rodgers have an agreement that after this season, they're not going to trade for Aaron Rodgers, and the team can't, you know, decide where he's going to go. They might actually just end up straight up releasing him, and Aaron Rodgers gets to choose what destination he wants to go to. So I think that's actually really huge, you know, in this whole thing for the Green Bay Packers. And I think it's something huge for the Detroit Lions, because with this, you know, if you're being able to trade Aaron Rodgers, let's say like they convince Rodgers to come for the year and then they say, we'll trade you next year. If the Packers had the ability to trade Aaron Rodgers, and let's say he has another very good season, you're going to command at least 2 to 3 first-round picks. Now, with this agreement, the Packers are putting all their eggs in the basket in 2021, and you know he's gone after this year, whether you know the Packers like it or not. And they're not going to get anything for him, it looks like, in this agreement. So I think that's really huge for the Lions, because this year was a year that we kind of expected to be kind of a rebuildish, you know, fill it out kind of year for the Lions. And now the Lions got the ability to kind of just take this rebuild, you know, as much time as they need. And then the Packers could be, you know, in shambles after this season when they don't have Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams is on a contract year. The Green Bay Packers could be in shambles after this season. So they're putting all their eggs in the basket this year. And that's a good opportunity for the Lions, because the Lions weren't expected to
do that. You know what I don't get, though? Well, what I don't get, like, okay, I don't know exactly what the contract is, the contract they offer him. So is he going to be a free agent next year? He's not, like, that's the goal? Like, that's,
I'm assuming he's just unrestricted okay, free agent.
Okay, so this is what I don't get with the Packers. You're putting all your eggs in one basket. Yeah. You're basically going to lose Rodgers for nothing next year. Why don't you just trade him out and start the rebuild?
I think,
like, not even from a Lions fan perspective, from like smart person perspective,
just from an NFL standpoint. I think when you have an opportunity, we've seen it. It's so hard to win playoff game. It's so hard to get to Super Bowl. I can't blame the Packers here, just trying to put all their eggs in their baskets. I know it's going to suck. Okay, but I would take a few losing seasons to just have opportunity to win this year. And if that's
the thing,
having
though,
Aaron
Tyler, here's
and Adams,
the thing. What could he get for Aaron Rodgers? Let's be honest.
A lot.
Two ones, three ones.
A lot. Yeah.
Okay, next year you're not going to get nothing for him. Like, those picks accelerate your rebuild.
Yeah, exactly. But you don't know what you're getting in those picks. You have an opportunity to win with the team you have right now. And this is a weak NFC. They have a legitimate opportunity to you know, represent the NFC in the Super Bowl this year. They do.
We'll see about that.
I'm not saying they will. I wouldn't bet on it. But, like, they have the opportunity. They have the ability. They were just in the NFC Championship last year with Aaron Rodgers.
But you don't guess what I'm saying. When you're a GM, you have to look at, like, now, and you also have to look at
I get it. I get
as
it.
As a GM.
But sometimes you just got to go all your eggs in the basket. I know.
Yeah,
I
disagree with that.
Sometimes you got to just go all in. You got to go all in sometimes. I mean, you don't have many opportunities to win a Super Bowl.
Plus, bro, like, Rodgers apparently, like, wants Randall Cobb, or he's not going to, like, agree to a deal or whatever. So he's basically forcing them. Okay, but he's forcing them to trade assets away for a dude who's been injured in his 30s, right? And then next year he's going to walk out the door and the Packers get nothing for him.
If they win the Super Bowl, is it worth it? Do you remember? Do you remember when they won the Super Bowl?
Bro, but they haven't won the Super Bowl within in like a minute. So what makes?
But if they win the Super Bowl,
but that's a big if, bro. What if you? What if you don't win?
It is a big if. But you have a legitimate opportunity with Rodgers. But without him, you're a 6-7-1 team.
You don't get what I'm saying, though. Like I do get long term, like long term, like success over short term success.
I'm going all in when I have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl.
All right, that's you.
This is a very risky move by the Packers.
It is.
Very risky.
Thank you.
It's very risky.
Because, yeah, you're right. You're right, Tyler. If this works out, they win a Super Bowl, I mean, then it all worked out.
Exactly.
But winning a Super Bowl is not easy.
No, it's not. But you don't have many opportunities to win a Super Bowl.
You don't. You don't now. But, I mean, the thing is right now, they're putting all the eggs in one basket right now, like you're saying. Now, if they say they don't make the Super Bowl. Say if there's an injury. Say if Aaron Rodgers get injured. Say if Davante Adams get injured.
Yeah.
Now they don't, you know, go anywhere. Then what? You just base it in the next, you know, 5-10 years could be really bad.
I don't know. I put all my trust in, like, I mean, they're a winning. Where the
you put all your trust on a 38-year-old quarterback?
Yeah, I would. If it's Aaron Rodgers, I put all my trust into the quarterback this year.
And a 38-year-old quarterback, I mean, shoot.
And a quarterback that really doesn't even want to be there.
That doesn't want to be there.
It's his last dance.
That's all right.
He called the Packers GM Jerry Krause. That was hilarious.
So it is truly the last dance.
Yeah, this is, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, like,
this is, as a GM, Pierre's right. This is dumb.
If you're looking long term, it's terrible. I mean, you have no future in this.
It's dumb. It's not like you're saying, okay, we don't have a quarterback. They drafted Love in the first round for a reason. They drafted him in the first round for a reason. Am I right or wrong?
They obviously don't think he's ready.
But I don't get it though. Why the hell would you draft this kid?
In round one, he
sat a whole year. You're telling me year two he's not ready?
I don't know why they're not.
That's insane.
I don't know what the deal is with Jordan Love. I don't know why they drafted him. It shows that they have zero trust in him. They're begging Aaron Rodgers, and they're begging all the way to go steep down that they'll release him next year. They know they're not ready to put Jordan Love in.
That's crazy. I mean, come on, man. I don't know a quarterback that needs more than a whole year to sit.
I'm not disagreeing, but that shows what they're not developing him right, or they just don't think he's ready. They have zero trust in him. It shows.
Maybe he's
right
ass.
Now.
Maybe he's
he
ass.
He might be. I mean, I think they might think that, because why would they stoop down to a level and saying, we will release you next year, just play one year more year with us? They obviously don't think he's ready.
Yeah, that's not a good look. I mean,
it's a terrible
much,
look.
And this is a reason why I think part of it why Rodgers, this whole thing happened.
I mean,
they drafted Love, and this kid is he's like a waste. He's like just sitting there.
He is. I mean,
here's
he's not even
the
getting
thing,
an opportunity.
Bro, like, this is a really bad look for the GM, either way, because he doesn't want to make Davante Adams the highest paid receiver, which right now he's the best receiver in the league. He deserves to get that. I don't care what anyone says. Okay. And he's also willing to give Rodgers like a 1 year and then out deal.
Yeah.
So, like, what are you doing here? I don't get it.
They're trying to win a Super Bowl this year. They don't
and
care
they
about
also,
the future right
also,
now.
Also, their pass rusher, Zadarius Smith wants a new deal as well. He doesn't like his contract or whatever. Like, he wants more guaranteed money. So you have three of your star players disgruntled. You're giving one guy 1 year and out. The other guy, you don't know what you're going to do with him. And your star pass rusher is angry. And you have a kid named Jordan Love who's losing confidence right now. Who's losing
100%. I don't know. 2022, 2023, out the door. The Packers are going to stink, and thank God. But 2020,
I mean, we don't know if they're going to stink or not. Like,
no, they're going
to because they're probably going to try all year to persuade Aaron Rodgers to stay. That's their goal. That's probably why they're doing this. But it looks like he's done with that franchise, unless they fire the GM. He doesn't want to play for the GM. Like,
Tyler, what would you do if you were the GM?
Okay, let's just say this is the line situation, and let's say like Stafford said, "I'll give you one last dance, just build me a one team, and I'm out after this year." I'm all in. Put me all in. I
We're not doing the Lions chant. We're saying, what would you do if you're the Packers GM?
Yeah. What would you do if you're the Packers right now and you're in a Packers situation right now?
If Aaron Rodgers says, I will commit if you release me after the year. I'll commit for the year. I'm not going to, you know, bitch or anything. I'm going to be committed to the team in 2021. But after that, I'm done. You got to release me.
If Aaron Rodgers told me that, I'd be like, no. Straight up.
I when I have a team like this, I don't want to rebuild right now. I don't want to rebuild. Because I have a legitimate opportunity to win the North. I think they have a very good shot of winning the North. And I think they have a very good shot of, you know, representing the NFC. I'm not saying as far as they will guarantee, because there's still good teams in the NFC. But are they a top four team with Aaron Rodgers in the NFC? Absolutely. They have a legitimate opportunity to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. I am willing to go all in for a Super Bowl and have a couple bad seasons and rebuild after that. Because if you win a Super Bowl, nobody's bitching about the rebuilding after that point.
But that's Look at the Eagles right now. They won the Super Bowl a couple years ago. They all bitch, and the head coach is fired.
Exactly. But, I mean, that is, what, 4 years ago at that point? I mean, yeah, but they won the Super Bowl.
I think it's going to be just as bad. Rodgers is gone.
Yeah, I mean.
And they get nothing in return?
It could be, but I aren't you excited as an Eagles fan you at least won a Super Bowl in your lifetime? That's what it's all about at the end of the day, is winning at least one Super Bowl.
Sure, but they were miserable like after that. Like,
I mean, we've been miserable as Lions fans our whole life.
Bro, long-term success over short-term success.
I want to be consistent winning.
But it's so hard to keep a long-term success.
But that's the best teams do that, though.
And they showed the foundation to do it every year. They've never been a bad team outside of when Aaron Rodgers was hurt. They've always had a good foundation in Green Bay.
Yeah, they have. I mean,
they know what they're doing.
The best chance. I don't think they know what they're doing.
I mean,
I do not. If they knew what they were doing, their three-star players wouldn't be angry.
Well, I'm saying like they've shown the track history to know what they've been doing in the past.
They just got lucky. Got Aaron Rodgers. They got one of the best quarterbacks to play the game right now. That's what they betted on for the past.
You know what's something to keep 11, on? You know whose contract's coming up? A young dude. He's a stud. Jaire Alexander. Let's see if they're willing to pay him his money.
If I'm the Packers right there, I'm just going all in, man. Just do what you got to do for this year.
Personally, bro, I'm not, but I could see what you're saying. I'm just not. Like, if I was a GM for a team. Look, this is the thing, bro. Like, you could lose your job if this shit goes south. And if it doesn't go south, you basically give yourself, like, another, like, 3-4 years if you trade Rodgers and get those picks right now. You give yourself more time, and you give yourself to build a winner. Versus if you go all in and say shit hit the fans, you could lose your job after this year.
But will you say this is better for the Lions perspective? Because, you know, at the end of the day, we're a Lions podcast. I think this
We're not talking about, but like.
No. I'm saying for the Lions. What? This is better. This is better for the Lions.
Oh, of course. 100%.
I'm not saying if this was the Lions. I'm saying this is better for the Lions, that Aaron Rodgers is coming back for the year and he's being released.
When you just look at, like, the way the Packers have handled this entire situation, like, since drafting Jordan Love, they didn't tell Aaron Rodgers that they were going to draft him. I mean, it's just.
This is a golden ticket for the Lions. It's a golden ticket.
This is good. This is
this is really good for the Lions. They're basically, if this is true, like if the reports are true, they're basically going to lose Rodgers for nothing, and I'll take that. Like, are they
this
dumb?
This is better than if Rodgers left right now for the Lions.
Well, best case scenario for the Lions was just Aaron Rodgers just retiring. They still get nothing in return for Aaron Rodgers.
No, let him leave for nothing. That's better.
Yeah, let him leave for nothing, and then, like, you know, now because
if he retires, then they would have traded Adams this year.
They would have traded Adams at that point. They would have started the rebuild at the same point as us. So, I mean, they wouldn't be too much far behind us. We might have a little step on them, but like now, they're going to be a whole year behind us when Aaron Rodgers is gone for nothing next year.
It'll be funny as hell
if
age caught up with Rodgers, and this year, well, Nick, this year coming up, he's not as good.
He still has it.
That'd be fine too.
His arm is unreal. Like his arm is still unreal.
Yeah, he still has an arm.
So I
seen Dan Marino with an arm too.
He still moves in the pocket. Good
his last few years.
Yeah, he still has it. Rodgers still has it.
I don't see a decline this year with Rodgers. At least not a major one. I mean, do I maybe see him not being the MVP? I don't know. I don't know if he's the MVP, but like I think he's still
You gotta realize a couple years ago we thought he was declining. He's had his breakout year last year.
That's when all those injuries were coming to his, like, you know, he had all those, you know, little tweaking.
You know what's
injuries.
Helped him out a lot? What's helped him out a lot is Aaron Jones in that running game that LaFleur runs that Shanahan running scheme.
And
that's
he still has
that. Helped him out a lot. Yeah, that running game has helped him a lot.
So, I don't know. I mean, as a Lions fan, I think this is perfect that Rodgers is staying one more year in Green Bay and then he's just demanding, or that he's just out after this year. Like, he's not a Packer anymore and they get nothing in return for him.
That's perfect for the Lions, but that's really stupid on their GM.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, man.
I hate the Packers. I do too.
I'm not complaining. So.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just like, I'm actually happy. Like, this GM is clueless, if you ask me.
But I'm actually happy. But I do think the Packers win the division this year, if Rodgers is healthy. And I think they have a legitimate shot of being a Super Bowl contending team this year.
That's cool and all. That's cool, I guess. But you also are losing your best player or, like, one of the best players in all of football for nothing.
Okay, but, like, let's just say, like, they, if they do win, though, this is out of the conversation, right? Like, you don't care at that point anymore.
No, you still do because you're still losing him for nothing.
But you won the Super Bowl, so it was worth it.
But you're losing him for nothing.
I don't have the Packers as favorite to win the Super Bowl.
No. I'm not saying that they are going to win.
We're doing so many ifs, bro. Like, I'm just saying,
if the Packers won, though, it's all worth it then.
If the Packers lost, it's tough, bro.
You got look at it this way. How many teams in the past, just go 15 years?
Oh, no. The track
won a Super Bowl other than Tom Brady.
No,
I mean, how many other teams had won the Super Bowl?
Tom Brady and Mahomes, yeah.
Tom
Brady, Mahomes, we could say, you know, that year with the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles,
the Seahawks,
Ravens.
The last 15 years, that's been it.
Yeah, no, I know the track history is definitely not there. I'm just saying, like, if the Packers win it all, it was worth it at the end of the day.
Their chance to win the Super Bowl is at, like, 35% right now, bro.
Yeah, and you
35%,
ended the dynasty.
I'm giving them.
You ended the dynasty on a good note. And that's how it is. And then you start the rebuild at that point.
35% is not a high percentage. I mean, they might make the NFC Championship.
35%.
If you ask me, are they a better team than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now? No. If they did somehow make it to the Super Bowl and they played Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, are they good enough to beat the Chiefs? No.
I don't know. I think they're a top four favorite going into the season, though.
What's been their weakness for the past 100 years? They can't stop the run to save their life.
Yeah, they still can't stop.
I mean, it's the NFL, so it's a week to week game. We can't say like with the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but when you go in the playoffs, you have to be able to stop the run. You're just
okay. What if they trade for somebody? Like, we don't know what's going to happen.
All right, we'll see. Yeah, I mean, it looks like they're going all in.
They're going to go all in.
I'm expecting them to trade for guys already going to. Well, the reports are like Randall Cobb, right? They're probably going to be cheap.
But they might like go even more expensive. Like if there's someone like at the deadline for like a second or third round pick, like let's say like get a legitimate pass rusher, like a
Yo, when you say stuffer. Cheap, bro, Tyler, have you seen Randall Cobb's contract?
No, I'm saying like as far as draft capital you're going to give up, not the contract you're taking on with Randall Cobb. Obviously, you're not going to give up more than a sixth round pick for Randall Cobb.
I'm not sure if it's because I'm a Lions fan. I just don't see them making this run that you have them. I mean, I'm not saying
they're going to make the run, but I'm saying they have a legitimate shot to make it. I think they have a better shot than the Lions to win. I think they have a better shot than most. They have a better shot than most teams in the NFC to go to the Super Bowl this year. They're a top four favorite with Aaron Rodgers.
So if you look at the top teams in the NFC North, and
San Francisco, Rams, Tampa, they're the top four teams.
I think they're under all those teams.
It's possible. But, like, what if Stafford gets it? I mean, there's a bunch of what ifs. It's the NFL. Like, it's a week-to-week game. It's just, like, you gotta play it out.
I honestly think maybe other than the Seahawks, every team in the NFC, was that West?
Yeah.
Is better than the Packers.
I would still say the Packers were the Cardinals, but that's just me.
That's tough. I mean, it's up in the air. I mean, hell, it could happen. It could happen, but shoot, their future does not look bright. And
Their future is down the toilet, and I love it.
That's all I care about. Yeah.
Because the Lions weren't even expected to compete this year. So
guys. So regarding Rodgers, though, I just read something. So his contract voids in 2020. He has a voided year in 2023. So 2022, he's actually on the team. He's under contract for that, like on the proposed deal. But they'll trade him if he asks out. So he's not a free agent in 2022.
So they still get capital for him.
So they can still get capital for him, yes.
Maybe how much capital? Next year, how old are you going to be? 39?
Well, it depends.
It doesn't matter, but you could probably still get 2 first-round picks or something. So, okay, so regarding this whole topic, just scrap this topic away because there was a misunderstanding on when we read the like the proposed contract or whatever. So he's – they can't franchise tag him, obviously. It says that in 2023. And if he wants to be traded, they'll trade him.
So what are they going to do, like a trade clause? Like a, I mean, like what Deshaun Watson has?
There's the report. It says the Packers agreement. So it's like the Packers agreement to review the situation after the season implies that the team will trade Rodgers if he still feels the way he has about the Packers culture and decision making. That's what I read. So also, Adam Schefter reported the 2023 and Aaron Rodgers contract, the last one on his current deal, would be voided with no tax on in the future. So that means he's still under contract for 2022. 2023 is voided. 2022 is under contract. If he wants out, they'll trade him. If they convince him to stay, obviously he'll stay.
Let me ask you a question. Did Aaron Rodgers, has he agreed to this deal yet?
I think both sides have. Or like
this, it's saying this like is like what it's close, supposed to be, though.
Yeah, this is like what it's supposed to be.
This is the proposal to him.
Close.
No, I don't know if this is the proposal to him or who proposed
this. This is both sides.
This is the
like,
deal that this is the both sides that they're kind of coming close to, basically.
Okay, but as of right there hasn't been no deal yet.
No, there hasn't been no deal yet. And the reports were also he wants Randall Cobb.
He wants Randall Cobb.
Then he'll sign or something. He wants Randall Cobb on the team really bad.
He wants Randall Cobb. Out of all the receivers out there, he wants Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb.
Hey, that's his guy, bro. He played with him, bro. That's his guy.
Yeah.
I believe that's he like won a ring with Randall Cobb.
That's crazy as hell. And that is a wrap to part one of our bonus content where we talk about Awesome Bryant and we give an update on the Green Bay Packers. Stay tuned for part two that's going to come out shortly where we talk about Golden Tate and we give our thoughts on if the Detroit Lions is going to make a run at Golden Tate. Tune in, part two, coming soon.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.